gorgeous well-being, sex and beauty.
Welcome to Gorgeous Wellbeing and Gorgeous Lives on Radio Gorgeous. This is Nikki Bannerman talking to a modern-day Florence Nightingale, a nurse and authoress, and now with a film based on her life, straight from America, it's Sally Pashalok. Welcome to England, Sally.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. Great to meet you. So how do you feel about being compared to a modern-day Florence Nightingale?
It's exciting. It's quite an honor and deep shoes to fill.
Fantastic. The lady with the lump, she was, would you like to be known as the lady with the vitamin B12?
Yes, I'd like to be known as vitamin B12.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Yes. Seriously, you've been on a voyage of discovery, and you were very ill when you were 19 years old.
No, people think I was very ill. My story is I only had enlarged red blood cells. I was lucky that I did not have significant signs and symptoms. I had some changes in my blood that led me to inquire what was going on. The reason I'm passionate about it is I see what vitamin B12 deficiency does to other people. So I feel I've been spared. Many people can be misdiagnosed with multiple sclerosis and be wheelchair bound when it's actually a vitamin B12 deficiency.
But you were lucky, Sally, and you've helped others. You talk about children. You've helped someone find out. Who's the one that's made the impression on you?
Oh, there's multiple patients. I mean, I've been an ER nurse now for 27 years. So there are countless patients, but there are a few that stick out in your minds. There's many patients can fall and get fall-related trauma where they fracture their hips. Patients that get dementia from vitamin B12 deficiency.
Is there one particular that you really feel as though you've helped make a difference?
Well, there's one boy that stands out in my mind, but it was through my website that the mother contacted me. And it's a very sad story, but it teaches us that vitamin B12 deficiency can be confused with autism. The child has a significant B12 deficiency, almost died at the age of 27 months. And he had signs and symptoms at the age of 10 months, and it went on that long. He is now 15 years old. And he has an intellectual disability that he will have lifelong. When you look at the signs and symptoms of autism, and you look at pediatric vitamin B12 deficiency, they are identical. So we are misdiagnosing many children. In no way are we saying every case of autism is vitamin B12 deficiency, but every child that is suspected to have autism must have proper screening for vitamin B12 deficiency.
You've made a difference with this child. So for the non-medics, can you describe the symptoms that you had?
I had enlarged red blood cells, which is called macrocytosis. I had some fatigue, just minor symptoms. I had a physician pursue my blood work, and he did tests showing that I had a B12 deficiency. And then two years later, I had a surgery. And when I told my surgeon that I had, they classified it as pernicious anemia, she said, oh, you need to see a hematologist. So I went to a hematologist, and this physician, this was back in 1986, I believe, tried to convince me that I didn't have it, to stop the injections. And I argued with him. I debated, why was I macrocytic? Why was my serum B12 low? Why did I fail the Schilling's test? So by my arguing, my curiosity, he said, okay, I'm going to do all these other sensitive tests on you to prove that you don't have it and to stop it. This is when I was in my early 20s. I was in nursing school at this time.
So this has led you on this path of discovery.
When he called me back and said, he said he's going to tell me the results on the phone. They wanted to see me in the office. And I said, why? Would I have got cancer or something? So they really wanted to see me. He came in, and back in those days, they used to put the charts on the door. I took my chart off the door, started reading it, and he made me sound like I was some kind of like a psychiatric case. I was imagining things. He came in, took the chart out of my hands, and said to me, oh my goodness, you are the youngest person I've ever seen. They classified my case as juvenile autoimmune pernicious anemia. So all the sensitive tests he did, a gastrin, the parietal cell antibody, intrinsic factor antibody, all those came back positive. So when I left that day, paying him at that time back in the 80s, probably $180 for this consultation that I did not need, and he tried to tell me to stop my vitamin B12, it showed me that what a knowledge deficit. This seasoned hematologist didn't think that vitamin B12 deficiency can happen in young people, which is completely untrue. That's what started the beginning of me researching and going in depth and getting all these articles. And when I was in nursing school, I took extra classes. We had a research class, and I did all my papers research on vitamin B12. Asked my professors, can I do it on a medical subject versus a nursing? They said, sure. That's where it started.
So it started young. So that was a real trigger there. So can we not get enough vitamins from the top foods of B12? Fish such as salmon, trout, herring and oysters. Meats such as beef and turkey and fortified cereals. Can we not get enough from that?
You can, but if you have one of six different reasons for a vitamin B12 deficiency, you can't. Number one is malabsorption. If you have a stomach, ileum, which is the last part of your small bowel, pancreas, or liver problem, you can fall short in B12 because it's a malabsorption. It's a difficult vitamin to convert and absorb the vitamin to get through your body. People can be fooled. You can be eating. I was a meat eater. I'm not a vegan or vegetarian. And vegan, vegetarian, because B12 is only found in animal products. I even took like a multivitamin. It wasn't enough for me to absorb it. So if you can't absorb it, you can be taking stuff in and it's not doing you any good.
So you really, yes, need to find out more. So you've got a book, Could It Be B12? And now a second book on children. Can you share something from that book?
The first book is a general overview of vitamin B12 deficiency, why it's an epidemic, the incidence, who it affects, the risk factors, the tests. And then I have 14 chapters in total. Each chapter goes with body system. One's for the elderly. One is for neurologic symptoms. One is for psychiatric patients. The one is for homocysteine, which has to do with vascular. B12 deficiency can cause clots. Then there are two children chapters, a chapter for physicians, a chapter on nitrous oxide, which is a common used anesthetic by dentists and physicians that inactivates B12 in the body. So if you're low and someone gives you nitrous oxide, you can cause a real problem.
Gorgeous well-being, sex and beauty.
So the children's book, you've just released that as well.
Yes, that was released March 15th, 2015. And the reason I did a children's book is I feel that the two chapters in the overview book of Could It Be B12 are getting lost because we are still not screening symptomatic and at-risk children.
As you said about that young boy, gosh, you've been one busy lady, and your life story has been made into a screenplay. How exciting is that, and how moving to see your life story on the big screen?
Yeah, it was very strange. The producer, director, filmmaker, Alyssa Leonard, did a beautiful job, and I was kind of worried, how is she going to present patients? You know, how is she going to be able to capture that? She did a marvelous job. Annette Mahendru, who plays me, she plays on a series called The Americans on FX in America. She's a Russian spy. She does an excellent job, and I was very pleased and very proud. I was kind of leery, how are they going to pull this off? Excellent.
Did she spend a lot of time with you copying how you are and your behavior to really be just like you?
It's funny because the actor that plays my husband, they were kind of, once they met me at the film festival, they said, wow, like she really, I think she studied the... I was on a couple documentaries, so she studied that. Plus, we Skyped a couple times.
Yes.
And I did meet her also. We went to 2 days of filming in Washington, D.C. back in 2014.
And you won the award there this year. That's great.
Yes, it premiered in Washington, D.C. February 28th, 2015, and it won Best Feature Film.
That is awesome. And it was telling the romantic story of how you met your doctor husband, actually, in the film. It actually, that's what it's representing as well, isn't it?
Right. There's 80% of the movie is probably true. She did little things to, she's trying to tell my life story of 15 years in a 90-minute film. So she changed some things just to move it along. For instance, in the movie, it shows I met my husband during that time, but actually I met my husband in the emergency department, but before. I was already on my B12 crusade. There's a scene where we diagnose his mother, which is true in real life, but we were already married. And I'm the one that said, come on, you got to test her. And he was like, and then I think by diagnosing his mother made him go, whoa.
Whoa, you were popular with the in-laws then. You're doing a grand job. So your film's been described as a romance based on the true story of a feisty nurse. Are you a feisty ER nurse?
Yes, I am. Because, you know, I stand up, I'm the patient's advocate. And if patients are symptomatic, I ask that physician, you need to test this person. I've been kind of like, you know, ridiculed and like, oh, like, but they're such a knowledge deficit. They think vitamin B12 is a placebo. You have to have it for life and for health. You can die from B12 deficiency. It can cause serious injury to the body. Why physicians don't know this is beyond me.
It's a great message you're spreading, Sally. It's a great message. So we talked about meeting the doctor of your dreams. That's so romantic. And he's here on your trip. You've seen your life's work on the big screen. So without over-worrying our listeners, how can they protect the people they love or themselves? What do they look out for?
Well, you need to know what vitamin B12 is and why you can become deficient. You need to know the risk factors and the signs and symptoms. So any signs and symptoms with the brain or nerves or psychiatric, which includes depression, including postpartum depression, and anemia, you should be tested. People who are at risk are vegans, vegetarians, because there's no B12 in them. And if you breastfeed, your baby could be affected. If you have a malabsorption syndrome, so anybody who has a GI disorder, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, a surgery, gastric bypass, ulcers, ileotomy from Crohn's, they can be at risk. Certain drugs, proton pump inhibitors, metformin, and this is all listed on our website. There are many different reasons.
So which website is this then, Sally? Who should people get in touch with?
Our website in America is b12awareness.org. And then I have a woman who befriended me, Tracy Whitty from United Kingdom, has started an organization called B12deficiency.info for United Kingdom. And I've shared all my information with her, and she's trying to help people in United Kingdom with this problem. In fact, she's organized a meeting for psychiatrists to educate them. She organized a conference for healthcare providers, and she opened up to the public to learn about B12 deficiency, and she has another guest speaker on thyroid and MTHFR mutations. So she's really doing a tremendous job for United Kingdom.
Brilliant. So people listening all over the world can contact either of those two organizations, and you'll be touring and doing lectures. Is that the future for you then, Sally?
Yes, I have been doing lectures all throughout, be doing book signings. In fact, next week we go to Miami for the film festival is going to be played again. And then I also, there's a child that's injured in Missouri, which is a state in the United States. They're doing a fundraiser for this child. So we're going to go and lecture and educate their community.
Wow. So you're really going global with this message, and it's a message you're spreading.
Absolutely. I got an email last month from a woman from Egypt. Her daughter was affected from B12 deficiency at the age, she's under 2 years of age. And she's all the signs and symptoms. A child was severely B12 deficient. We hear from people all over the world. So this is a global problem. It's a big problem. And the sad thing is, the wealthiest countries are sometimes the most stupidest. This is a very cheap disorder to correct and to treat, but you have to treat it early or you can have lifelong disability, which is expensive.
So get the knowledge early. So you're already saying don't worry unnecessarily. Just literally, if you're worried at all about a friend, a relative, just get tested, go and ask a doctor, go and ask someone, look up information on your website. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And you need to do a test called a methylmalonic acid. You can't always just go by a serum B12. Those two have to go together. If people are symptomatic, we want you to get tested before you start taking it, because you don't want to screw up your test, because many people will do better on the injections, which they can learn to give them themselves, just like a diabetic. So it's easy and it's cheap.
And all this information is online on your website.
Yes, it is.
Brilliant. So I'm so glad that you recovered, Sally, to be able to share your story and your gift to Radio Gorgeous. You are truly doing a gorgeous thing, helping others to help themselves feel well again. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure, and good luck with the rest of your trip.
Thank you. Thank you for spreading the word on B12 deficiency and B12 awareness. Global problem. We all have to work together, and we can solve it.
Let's hope you win a prize for this, Sally.
Tell her try your best just to make it quick. Oh, accepting she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. For me, she's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse, only you alone can quench this thirst. My night. Me, she's the one, the only remedy.